When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thanks to Elliot. A lively discussion with a lot of topics. We had Jalen in there. We had Maxie in there. We had Sirianni in there. If you missed it, you can jump in the audio. Go on, Jack, before I say it.
No fills. Appreciate
no fills,
that.
Which yep. is what you wanted.
Always.
What you wanted. Speaking of fill, and if you missed it, you can check it out on the Odyssey app. You can use the rewind feature. You have 24 hours to do that. Or you can just subscribe to the WIP Afternoon Show podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. You get the whole show. Want to get our podcast numbers up, so do that. Jason Worth, speaking of fills, Jason Worth joins us in about 25 minutes, right at 4:30. Jason Worth is a horseman now. He loves horse racing. So we're going to talk a little horse racing with Jason, but also we got to talk a little Phillies. So Ike, tonight, the return of one Joel Embiid against the New York Knicks. Knicks are in town. I'm sure we'll have some of their filthy fans in the house with their gold chains and their jerseys that are too tight, all smelling like Axe body spray because they can't afford the tickets to their own games in New York. So I'm sure we'll have a lot of those losers in town. Be great to see them. But I was kind of annoyed this morning, Ike. I try to take my mornings pretty easy. Mm-hmm. I wake up, have some coffee, work on show prep, take a nice walk, perhaps text with Jack about show ideas, you know, this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. And I looked at the internet, and I see this poll from the WIP Morning Show. Now, I want to be clear. I was not listening to the show. I would not listen to that trash.
Would never.
Yeah, but I was I'm just kidding. But I wasn't listening.
Imagine if you were a program director. And we said that.
Now, we all know I love those guys. I just would never listen to their show. So I look at this Twitter poll. Mm-hmm. If you were attending tonight's Sixers game, how would you greet Joel Embiid when he's introduced? Here are the options. Standing ovation, normal pregame cheer, boo, or no cheer or boo?
Normal pregame cheer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where I would go.
And by the way, everyone's going to be standing. You've seen them introducing players for as long as time goes. I can't remember any player ever getting booed at a home team in that situation.
Yeah, no, they're not booing Joel Embiid.
So
for introductions, really?
For introductions.
We're going to boo Joel Embiid.
So I just respond back to him, boo, like question mark, exclamation point. Right. And Seltzer's like, do you want to come on and talk about this? And Joe
That was not the tone he said it in.
What's that?
Seltzer.
What?
Well, you got to be like, you know, I got to raise your voice a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah, yes. You want to come on? It's great, great, great.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the camera paints all of these things that are all true. Mm-hmm. Spike, you don't understand. People are so irritated. I have a friend that played college basketball, and he won't even let his kids wear Embiid gear. He said he hates him. That's what he said. That's what Joe said to me. I don't think you understand, he says to me. I was incensed. Mm. Everything he said was true, that people are annoyed with and so on and so forth. I also questioned Joe. He was talking about playing in the Olympics. And I asked a camera. I said, let me ask you, Joe, if the United States had, if there was a world radio championship and we competed against other countries and they picked out 10 radio hosts to represent the United States and it was the first 2 weeks of Eagle season, would you leave the morning show to go represent the United States? And the answer is obviously yes. Right. Of course he would do that.
Yeah.
So Joel representing, I can understand people being annoyed with the Olympics thing, but to me, winning an Olympic gold medal is more valuable, I think, than a lot of people think, but I think it means a lot. I think people have forgotten what it's like to watch him. And I am hoping that tonight when he's back and we see Joel have a great game, which I'm hoping for. He might be rusty, whatever, but he's still Joel. Yeah,
just playing. I don't care what he does tonight, honestly. As long as he doesn't get ever hurt tonight.
I think, like, Jack has made this point to me several times. I understand all of the frustration with Joel.
Yeah.
We will at some point look back on this and say, man, Look at how good he was. Mm-hmm. And I think people in the building tonight, what I'm hoping, and I think he'll get a big cheer. I actually think it'll be bigger than normal because right. people are relieved to see him. And I think genuinely when they see him on the court, they like him. Mm-hmm. I think Philadelphia is frustrated with Joel. And one of the reasons they get so mad is because they want to like him so badly. Mm-hmm. I just think people are going to watch and they're going to be like, oh, wait a minute. He's really good. And he is the reason we win most of the games that we win. And for me, I'm actually very excited to see Joel Embiid tonight. The first 9 games of the season have been miserable in a lot of ways, like miserable to watch. They haven't even been fun. The 2 games they've won have been excruciating to win. The Hornets win was excruciating. I'm very excited to see Joel tonight, and I am hoping that everyone else sees him and everything just starts to settle down a little bit. This team's 2 games out of the 4 seed, as bad as they played. The rest of the conference stinks. You know, you could wake up in 3 weeks and they could be right in the middle of the playoff rankings in the Eastern Conference. I just hope everybody feels that way when they actually see it tonight, and the last month of anger and can just go away for a little bit, at least until the playoffs and everybody's pissed off again.
Well, I'll tell you why I'm at, right? I'm happy and excited that he's back and he's going to be playing tonight. I'd be lying if I didn't express the, I don't know, anxiety I may have, a little trepidation I may have of him coming back and watching him play. In other words, I want to see what he looks like tonight playing. I don't know what he looks like. I haven't seen him since the Olympics. And even in the Olympics, with the exception of the game against Serbia, we know what he did in that game. His play in the Olympics was up and down. It was choppy. It's not like he went there and dominated.
Nope.
So I don't know how healthy he is. I want to see what he looks like. And to me, this is just the first step. Like we know he's not going to play in back-to-backs. My goodness. See why he won't be playing against Cleveland tomorrow night, team. But this is the first building block towards trying to get him in basketball shape, looking like a top 3 player in the league that we know he has the ability to be, but it's not going to happen just because he's stepping on the court tonight. So my expectations are realistic in a sense. I don't expect 30 points tonight. I don't know what to expect. I just want to see him play.
I'm excited it's against the Knicks.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Would it be better maybe if it was about against some crappy opponent and we could all just sort of ease into it?
No, we want him against the Knicks.
Give us the mid-season tournament, which counts if they win it. It's a championship. I just want to throw that out there. If it counts, we're hanging a banner, all that kind of stuff, even getting past second. We have a lot of opportunities for banners here. But also, I also like he's going against the Knicks. I also like he's going against Karl Anthony Towns, who he gives it to every time they play.
Paul George is playing tonight. Yeah, I want to see this. This is what I want to see. It sucks that Maxie is injured and he's not available, but it's our first opportunity to see Embiid and Paul George on the court with the other new guys that we brought in.
And I also think it makes everybody else make a little bit more sense, right? It makes the Caleb Martin, he makes a little bit more sense. So does Kelly Oubre. Everybody, Eric Gordon, all these players that they have to complement, to play around Joel, I think it makes a little bit more sense. All these players who were like, man, why did they sign this guy?
Why did they bring this guy in?
You know, they're all grinders. That's what they are. That's what we hope they are. Jack, are you excited to see Joel tonight?
Not really. I'm pretty emotionally checked out on the Sixers. Like, I want to love the team. I really do. They're just exhausting. The PG thing changes things. I'm actually just curious to see what he's going to... I know you just said this, but the injury. I mean, again, even the Knicks series last year, hobbling up and down the court. I know he had the 50-point game. That was awesome.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And then even in the Olympics, he wasn't great. I just, how he looks could really change how we view this entire season.
Yes.
If he looks like the knee's still favoring him, I mean,
people are going to be concerned.
We're sounding the alarm from Jump Street.
Yeah, if he's out there laboring up and down the court, people are going to be like, oh, dude, this guy still's not healthy. And I think that, to Jack's point, I think a lot of fans are where he's at.
Yes.
Where they just emotionally drained. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I understand it. I've said it a couple of times. If I wasn't doing this job, it would be very easy for me to say, call me in February when they've played a bunch of games together, when I know if it's a real team or not a real team.
Yeah.
But I am excited to see that too. I'm excited and nervous because what happens is I go in my mind, I'm like, oh man, what if he looks like he can't move? Because he'll be wearing a knee brace. He's going to wear a knee brace every game for the rest of his life. You know he's going to be pulling it up. He's going to be grabbing at it when he's shooting free throws.
He's going to fall.
He's
going to
fall, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
But I go through the two versions. The one version is, oh no, like this is how he looks. But the other version is, oh, he looks pretty good. You know, he looks like Joel. He looks like the Joel that came back from injury before the Orlando thing happened last year. And I think that would be exciting. So
I'll be locked in.
Yeah.
And I tell you, this is a TNT game tonight. I think it's a TNT game tonight.
TNT or ESPN. I forget which one.
TNT. What matters? Because Chuck and Shaq.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to try to do something.
Yeah.
Well, and exactly. Their comments prior to the game.
Right.
Well,
fat and fatter over there, who came into every season 50 pounds overweight, lecturing Joel Embiid on getting into shape.
Yeah.
No offense to both those guys. I think they're all-timers.
Obviously great players.
Love Chuck. Love, you know, never met Shaq, but seems like a great guy. But boy, of anybody to complain about physical fitness is those two sandwich eaters on that show.
This doesn't have anything to do with gambling, I promise. But like, who do we think is going to benefit the most 3-point-wise, maybe, from Joel Embiid being back? I mean, I know Max is not playing. Like, what do you think about Oubre 3-3s plus 440?
No.
No, you know who I'm in on shooting?
Lowry plus 370?
No, hell no. I would either have to go Caleb Martin, who's not great.
No.
Dude,
but he'll
shot
get open
broken.
Shots, open corner shots. Got to go with the young buck.
Who, Jared McCain?
Yeah.
Now, he looked awesome.
I
got to
go with the young buck.
I was wrong about Jared McCain.
I
got to
call him
play.
Nails.
Yeah. Yes, Nails is a good nickname.
not for toughness.
Yeah,
not like Lenny Dykstra.
Not the Dykstra Nails. Yes, it's a different Nails.
Yeah, but I still like it. I still like it. And quite frankly, he's looked good. He's looked better than I thought he was going to look.
I was wrong about him. He can play.
Yeah, he looked better than I thought he was going to look.
I don't think he's a star, but is he a rotation player that can help you? Absolutely.
Yeah.
He looked great the other night against Charlotte. He's a much better ball handler than I thought. He's very good at finishing at the rim. He's a good shooter.
I didn't say it. But I was hoping he wasn't another Zaire Smith. That's what I was hoping when we drafted him. Like,
yeah.
Oh, how do we get this dude? Seriously. But
he can play.
He certainly can play. He can certainly play.
What I would bet,
I was
Jack,
wrong about that. He can play.
Is there a line for Eric Gordon 1.5 or 2.5
Eric Gordon?
Threes?
Okay,
no.
Yeah.
There isn't?
No, and Fandle needs to grow up, too. Like,
has Eric Gordon made a three yet?
Yes.
Fandle's not even listing McCain odds, which is incredibly disappointing.
Wow. Well, I think their issue...
They'll get closer to game time, I know.
Well, also, their issue is nobody has any idea what the rotation of the team's going to be. Because Jared McCain, when Maxey got hurt, Nick Nurse wasn't even mentioning Jared McCain as taking his minutes. He was mentioning... He mentioned Jeff Doughton got in the game the other night.
Who?
Before Jared McCain. Jeff Doughton. He's a good player.
Oh, his shot is ugly. Come on.
Yes, but he's a floor general. Come on.
Floor general this.
I'm going to look to see.
I just love the fact. I don't even know who that is. Like,
Jeff Doughton Jr.?
Yeah, I have no
He was
idea.
On the team last year.
Yeah, he was.
Was he?
Yeah, he was on the team last year.
Do you think Jared McCain could be one of the pieces on Elliott's team?
I've seen more Ricky Council the fourth than I've seen of Jeff Doughton.
Nah,
Jeff Doughton?
Ricky Council stinks.
But I'm saying I've seen him play more. I don't know who this other guy is.
He's just a guard. He's a point guard. He played well the other night.
He was on the team last year.
He was. Jeff Doughton Jr., you don't know?
Sounds like a NASCAR driver.
This is unbelievable that
does,
I didn't know he was
he
on
does
the
sound like a NASCAR driver. This segment brought to you by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Oh, boy. 215-592-9494, Euro John.
Here we go.
Yeah,
I got to get into you in terms of, the Olympic stuff is nonsense because you see what Giannis and Jokic are putting up every night, and they're playing like 30 minutes a night for Greece and Serbia, and they got a bunch of stiffs around them, and Jokic is putting up crazy numbers with a bunch of stiffs around them.
Yeah.
Same with Giannis.
Yeah.
I hope Giannis goes to Miami so he can stick it to you, my man, Spike Eskin.
Okay.
And let me tell you another thing about the Olympics.
Why is Giannis sticking it to me? And how is Miami getting Giannis? They don't have anything to trade.
They'll find a way. Giannis picks the team he wants to go to.
No,
you know the way the NBA works. And I'll say what this is.
Damian Lillard didn't pick the team he wants to go to. I can trust you. He, trust
Damian
me, he didn't.
Damian Lillard's a stiff. Okay. Being on the top 75 team is a disgrace.
Yeah.
He doesn't deserve to be on the top 75. Gasol, Ginobili, Parker, all these guys are better than him. Okay. Let me say this.
You're so boring.
Lithuanian Sabonis was born in Portland. He deserves to be on that Olympic squad over Embiid, who was born in Cameroon.
You just hate America. You hate America and everything we stand for, Eurojohn.
He had to play for Cameroon because it was a knockout.
Jack, can you play some America music? Sorry.
He was scared to play for Cameroon.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. He's a United States. He's an American citizen.
No, he's not. Well, he's naturalized.
Yes.
They use the naturalized rule. All right?
Yes.
That's what they use for.
America. He understands that the opportunity for him to be such a successful player is because of America. Our country. Tis of thee. Sweet land of liberty. Have some respect for the United States, the greatest basketball power in the world, Eurojohn. You play for Cameroon. Joel Embiid's going to play for the United States of America. A gold medal. Eurojohn, you know what he did in that game against Serbia? He put Jokic in a locker.
In a blender.
Yep. Fat Jokic and Fat Luka. But they lost because of Joel Embiid dominating Nikola Jokic. He dominates him every time he plays him. He dominates him every time he plays him.
I played him like twice.
Well, every time. Tell Jokic to go play with his horses with Jason Wirth.
He was scared. To play with Cameroon.
USA.
USA.
I
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. There we go. Jason Wirth joins us next on the WIP Afternoon Show.
We will also sing the national anthem with Jason Wirth.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you think he'll sing it?
No.
Probably not.
But he respects America, unlike Eurojohn.
Yeah. Do you have a problem with Eurojohn not respecting America?
Are you doing the worm voice?
Yeah, it sounds like it, doesn't it?
Dude, how big is Eurojohn's worm for Euro?
Yeah. The Euro worm?
Yeah. He's got Pau Gasol over Damian Lillard.
Pau Gasol is a better player than Damian Lillard.
Lucas should put down the seed oil.
Yeah, he should.
Seed oils.
Jason Wirth joins us next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.